We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Step forward for legislation that would allow sports betting here in Michigan. Let's get the details. WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick, what's the latest on this one, Timmy?
Well, here's what we got, man. We got the House committee basically saying, yeah, let's do this sports betting on the internet and sports betting. They basically are saying everybody's doing this stuff illegally now. Why don't we do it legally, collect some money, sponsor things, $50 to $60 million the first year or so, but here's the fly in the ointment. Don't start your sports betting just yet because Governor Whitmer has not signed off. In fact, her administration says it's opposed. What they're arguing about is that she wants to tax this stuff at 15%. The sponsor started out at 8%, and he said if we go into double digits, we're basically going to kill this thing before it gets going. So the legislation has come out of a House committee. It will go to another House committee. Well, the sponsor tries to convince the governor to come over to his side. Don't bet on it. Tim Skubick for WWJ News Radio 950.
Motor City madman Ted Nugent made an appearance before a state legislative committee this morning, pushing for a bill to allow deer and elk baiting. WWJ's Beth Fisher reports.
Deer and elk baiting was banned in 2018 over concerns about chronic wasting disease. Nugent is against it.
The law banning feeding and baiting in Michigan is going to chase hunting families out of the sport for absolutely no reason. If a disease can be transmitted by nose-to-nose contact, there is not a damn thing you can do about it.
Nugent, who now lives in Texas, says deer lick and swap spit from the moment they're born. The bill to allow deer and elk baiting is sponsored by State Representative Michelle Hoitinga. Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters introducing a bill today to prevent the federal government from spending taxpayer dollars at properties owned by the president, the vice president, and other members of the cabinet.
Well, what certainly sparked this is what we see are very consistent stays at hotels owned by President Trump. More specifically, very concerned about an activity we're seeing with the military, where the military, the Air Force in particular, may have been directing personnel to an airport and to a Trump facility in order to house their personnel.
Peters says that would be a violation of Air Force regulations. He says it appears to be a conflict of interest when the president is profiting from the federal government. Another day out on the picket line for General Motors workers across the country, including at the Romulus Powertrain plant. Musa Johnson's an electrician who's been with GM the past 4 years.
We have a lot of temporary workers who don't get benefits, and we haven't had real wage increases since the downturn, which we took a lot of cuts and gave us some benefits to help GM get back on their feet. So we just want to share some of the $18 billion they got in cash sitting around.
Walkout by more than 49,000 workers has stopped production at more than 50 factories and parts warehouses across the country. Crude oil prices spiking after an attack on a Saudi oil field over the weekend. Speaking live on WWJ, Jeremy Wooden, vice president of Downriver's Atlas Oil, says it's not time to hit the panic button just yet, though.
The good news is that Saudi Arabia is already reporting that soon 70% of the lost output will be coming back online. So I think we'll see the market trending downward today, and that should level things out.
Overnight, the national average jumped 4 cents. Some states saw a 10-cent jump. Officials at Wayne State University say they're seeing an increase in the number of childhood illnesses ever since the legalization of marijuana in Michigan, and they're blaming edibles. Michigan Poison Center at Wayne State says since the beginning of 2019, more than half of the pediatric calls related to marijuana exposure involve edibles, most of them in kids under 6 years old. They say all edibles and substances, including prescription drugs, should be kept locked away to ensure safety. Former state lawmaker Todd Corser has been sentenced to 12 months probation.
It all stems from charges filed over a plot to hide his extramarital affair with fellow legislator Cindy Gamrat. Sentenced Monday in Lapeer, Todd Corser must now pay over $1,000 in fines, court costs, and fees. The 47-year-old now has a chance to avoid 45 days in jail by doing 90 hours of community service and completing his probation. An aide for both Corser and Gamrat had testified during a probable cause hearing, saying Corser had asked him to send a bogus, sexually explicit email to thousands of fellow Republicans as a trick so their affair wouldn't be believed. Jason Scott, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.